Hello, this, we should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org on the internet. PJ Barden is my name, and we are here on this Saturday, 29th of July, 2017. And I should say to people at this point, this is the spot where Farron Schultz was parked for quite a while, many years. Farron has moved places, swapped places with me. He is now on Saturday morning. He has already been, as I say, today, 8 to 10 a.m. Central. So Farron Schultz has moved to Saturday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. Central. And you'll hear him there at that point. But and later on today on this program, on the second hour, 11 o'clock Central time, we hope to be talking to Jim Lee of Climate Viewer, an outstanding guy, really, a true, I regard him as the definitive expert on geoengineering and climate, on chemtrails. It is connected with climate, obviously. And his massive site is a very well-presented site, one of the best I've seen. It's climateviewer.com, climateviewer.com. But anyway, we were talking to Jim. He's on before at 11 o'clock, and we shall go over that area. So we need many, many hours to cover this subject. It's a vast subject. But we have a very good source here, that's for sure. But anyway, we're just reading some current stuff. We usually deal with this. The diet in this program I deal with is the shocking financial collapse, state of SSRIs, and the way people have been treated in mental illness, and GMOs and all the other related stuff. And we draw heavily on the information that Mike Adams has put out on Natural News, etc. Well, there's an article here today, which is, again, what we already know in principle, by Michael Schneider, and he's a great writer. He has his own site, and he writes on many other sites, including Activist Post. And he's writing an article here today, shocking. Total government and personal debt in the U.S. has now hit $41 trillion. Wow, $41 trillion. That means every household in the United States is indebted to the tune of $329,961. That's the national debt. Well, there's also another figure, which unfunded liabilities that the United States has around the world is another $200 trillion. That's, I suppose, that's just fantasy. so much will happen between now and then, and the currency's collapsing. But he's saying here, we are living in the greatest debt bubble in the history of the world. In 1980, total government and personal debt in the United States was just over the $3 trillion mark. But today it has surpassed $41 trillion. That means that it has increased by almost 14 times since Ronald Reagan was first elected. And he's saying here, I'm searching for words to describe how completely and utterly insane this is, but I'm coming up empty. We are slowly but surely committing national suicide, and yet most don't even understand that it's happening. According to 720 Global, I presume that's a publication, total government debt plus total personal debt in the United States was just over $3 trillion in 1980, and that broke down to $38,000 per household, and that figure represents 79% of the median household income at the time. Today, the total government debt plus personal debt is $41 trillion, and that comes to $329,000 per household, which is 584% of the median household income. It can never be paid. Never, never, never. And of course, they'll pull off a war or a world war to try and disguise it and collapse the whole system anyway. And it says, if anyone can make a good argument that we are not very serious in very serious debt trouble, I would love to hear it. And remember, the figures above don't even include corporate debt. Oh, sorry, we left that one out. They only include government debt on the federal and state and local levels. And all forms of personal debt. But he goes on to say, so do you have $329,000 ready to pay your share of the debt that we have accumulated? Nobody that I know could write that kind of check. The truth is that as a nation, we are flat broke. The only way that the game can keep going is for all of us to borrow increasingly larger sums of money. But of course, that is not sustainable by any definition. Well, the only the UK is the same. They're talking about growth here, and the personal borrowing, the borrowing to buy cars, it's just got out of control. And this sleepwalking git we have here, Philip Hammond, another, he's a clone of Theresa May, really. He's equally depressing. He has now spotted this thing. It's been building for 5 years, and it's only come into his view now that borrowing money to buy new cars, which is $32 billion. Four of the five cars are on serious levels of finance here in the UK. And that is, as I said so many times, negative money in the economy. But Schneider is saying here, eventually we're going to slam into a wall and the game will be over. It's guaranteed to happen. One of my pet peeves is the national debt. Our politicians spend money in some of the most ridiculous ways imaginable. And yet, no matter how much we complain about it, nothing ever seems to change. For example, the U.S. military actually spends $42 million a year on Viagra. That is rich, it really is. Yes, you read that correctly. $42 million of your tax dollars are being spent on Viagra every year. And overall spending on erectile dysfunction medicines each year comes to the grand total of $84 million. There's probably all the transgenders going into the army, although that stopped last week. But to rejig this figure. According to data from the Defense Health Agency, DOD, actually, the Advanced Department of Defense actually spent $41.6 million on Viagra and $84 million on other drugs related to that. And since 2011, the tab for drugs like Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, whatever it is, totals $294 million, the equivalent of nearly four U.S. Air Force F-35 jets, strike jets. Anyway, he goes on to say, is this really where our spending on national defense should be going? We are nearly $20 trillion in debt, and yet we continue to spend money like there is no tomorrow. The $20 trillion I think that's the annual deficit, is it? I don't know. Okay, we'll mix up what you're saying. But much more of the exploding size of our national debt and the very serious implications that this has on our future. Please see my previous article, Would You Like to Steal $124 Million? Yeah, see, that's an article that early in the week. He said, I didn't think that our debt bubble could ever possibly get this big, but I didn't think that our stock market bubble could ever probably get quite this large either. Well, there are those out there who say, maybe it's coming to us in this article, the stock exchange is 70% overvalued and the pension funds are embedded in that as well. So the next can ask, you could lose 70% of your pension, or the whole lot, maybe. For a few moments, I would like for you to consider a list of facts about the stock market bubble that was recently published by Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge certainly do pretty good articles, since it's outstanding. They're quoted by quite a few publications, and it says, well, you're going into technical stuff here. The S&P, particularly adjusted price earnings, boom, valuation has only been greater on one occasion in the late 1990s. Well, he's going into a lot of technical stuff, but that is the debt. Oh, yeah, overall, further down here, he's saying, overall, the world debt is $217 trillion. The world is $217 trillion in debt earlier this year. So just consider that. But it's out of control. Never to be paid, absolutely never. But another article here, it's just listing from Natural News, S.D. Wells is writing it. Five associations and organizations that invest in, who specifically invest in the destruction of the health of Americans. And he lists them here. Number one is the American Medical Association, the ANA. These are the headers. The Food and Drugs Administration, the FDA. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. The American Heart Association, the AHA. And the fifth one he mentioned is Susan G. Comer for the Cure. Comer Foundation, I've never heard of that before. But just going into those organizations, what their destructive activities are, he's saying here, there is much more money to be made by making people sick and treating that sickness with useless chemical medicines than there is to be made by healing people. And this is definitely absolutely unfortunate. Since before World War II, many associations, administrations, and agencies and corporations have plotted and planned the total debasement of American food and medicine as an insidious means of getting rich and staying rich, and it has worked. Sure. Still, most Americans believe these agencies and non-profit organizations would never be so evil and insidious. These folks are often called sheeple because they follow the herd of the blind animals over the health cliff by taking directions from the wolves in the sheep's clothing. Sure, the pharma industry, and they're bought and paid for shields and government. Coming to an article further down the list here today where the NHS has now outlawed natural medicine. Where do you get your health health advice, and who's behind the causes you support? If you don't know the true history of the last century of America, food and medicine, then you're most likely being steered into your own health and wealth bankruptcy, and is that what you want? Here, the bottom line on food and medicine is it all changed drastically over the last 100 years in this country. If you don't believe in that, you believe it, then you are very naive. The key to staying healthy or regaining your natural health is to investigate all food and medicines for chemicals. Any food or medicines concocted in a laboratory or coated with chemicals, you should say processed food is the key word in the grocery trade, and try not to eat processed foods. Any foods coated with chemicals concocted in laboratories will break down your immune system and warp your cells. That's why it is important to seek out organic food and natural medicine these days. Your ideal health and your family's should be your number one order of business, because the number one order of business for the following five American associations and organizations is to steal your money by making you sick and keeping you sick while having your support. Now, this is the government organization. This is before we come to the pharmaceutical industry, who are absolutely corrupt mafia-type operations with the blessing of government to carry out medicine in the United States and the Western world. Anyway, it comes to the AMA, the American Medical Association. The year is 1847. Physicians in America are not enjoying competing with inexpensive natural remedies which are offered by Indians and skilled midwives. These are remedies which are effective but are not profitable or patentable. So elitist physicians join forces with an alliance called the AMA, the American Medical Association. Yeah, it was all formed out of money. It's a trade union for doctors and a money-making scheme. Not just any doctor was allowed to join this new prestigious organization, but only the regulars everyone knew well, and those who did not use herbal remedies, homeopathy, or Native American remedies. They talk about 1847. By the turn of the century, 1900, word got out fast. The AMA is hiring, and if you join the patentable remedy industry, there will be plenty of money to go around. Yeah, sure, it's absolutely. Critics call it the Great American Fraud. And the AMA doesn't like critics, so they created an anti-critic department called the Department of Investigation, or the DOI, to hunt down and shut down doctors and healers alike that were still using natural remedies and thus digging into the profits of the AMA. This is, again, a crime story everywhere you look. And as a did you know that the AMA has one of the largest political lobbying, lobbying budgets of any U.S. organization, amongst thousands of lobbyists. That really says something. One of the biggest. That's right, the AMA, sponsored by pharma. That's right, the AMA publicly reports that it generates up to $70 million in revenue annually. Did you also know that the AMA has been found guilty of racketeering 3 times? Ooh, very good. That's why you should never trust chemical-based medicine. It was a fraud from the very beginning, and nothing's changed in 170 years. Very good. Number two of these five demonic government agencies, the Food and Drugs Administration. Oh, yes, what's come there? The FDA greenlights nearly any drug that is chemical-based for treating diseases and disorders. It bans every single seller of natural remedies from stating on a product label that the remedy cures or prevents disease or disorders, and thousands of them really do. But you're not allowed to use the word cure on any of these. The FDA also promotes GMOs without labels, when 90% of Americans want them labeled. That's the FDA, Food and Drugs Administration. Number three on the list, the Center for Disease Control, the CDC. This organization, by the way, as we know from many other articles, own the patent on Ebola, right? On a disease. They own the patent, which means they're the promoters and controllers of that disease. The CDC is a for-profit organization listed on Dun & Bradstreet. During the 2016 fiscal year alone, the CDC Foundation raised over $42 million. That's a great word, foundation. Yeah. The donor list for that year includes dozens of evil corporations, including Bayer Corporation, Cargill, Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and, of course, Pfizer. But Merck are the lead pharmaceutical company. They were the first there, founded by Adolf Hitler in Germany. The list of partners listed on their website is even more depressing. The list of the CDC's foundation's corporate partners is replete with pharmaceutical companies, insurance providers, pesticide manufacturers, and biotechnology companies. It is truly mind-boggling that such an organization not only exists, but was sanctioned by Congress, the CDC. And this is just a header paragraph. It read 10 hours of this stuff on the CDC. Number four, the American Heart Association, the AHA. These clowns post toxic recipes on their website that literally cause diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. Are they making money from diabetes or trying to prevent it? The AHA attacks coconut oil as a bad fat when it helps prevent Alzheimer's and is one of the healthiest fats humans can possibly consume. The AHA is just another rogue organization funded by Big Pharma with insidious goals that undermine its very slogans. Sure. And five, one I have not heard of before. Number five, Susan G. Komen for the Cure Komen Foundation. This is criticized for its use of donor funds and choices in sponsors like Kentucky Fried Chicken as sponsor of this health organization. Cancer education by Komen is in full swing with a huge push for mammograms all over the world. The reviews of mammograms suggest an increased risk of developing breast cancer from too much radiation. Plus, mammograms run the risk of false positive readings. You know, well, that's been an ongoing scandal in the UK here. Anyone hungry for a bucket of hydrogenized, oil-soaked, hormone-laced KFC? Komen also sells bottles of alcoholic milk, hard lemonade. I've never heard of that before at the events. Let's all get drunk and then walk crooked for the cure for something. Be sure not to drive home. Komen Foundation takes in more than $55 million a year from sponsors like PepsiCo and Company, KFC, and the CEO of Komen, Nancy Brinker, takes home an annual salary approaching $700,000, while suing any organization that even tries to use the word cure in their slogans. What a wonderful bunch. Government organizations, which is basically crime organizations, no doubt about it. But, and this other one here, which I mentioned, the NHS in Britain now is hook, line, and sinker, run by the pharmaceutical industry. NHS declares total ban on homeopathy and herbal medicine, goes all in for Big Pharma's chemical medications that are bankrupting the world. And it goes on to say, presume we're coming up to a break. Hello? Yeah, we're coming up to a break. Goodbye, Gareth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the first break, and we've been talking there about the shocking state of government organizations and how utterly corrupt they are, and they're basically extensions of Big Pharma, who have a grip on government agencies, university training, the doctors, the whole nine yards. It's just unbelievable. And it has never been an issue in an election in Britain or America. What is wrong with people? Ask yourself that. What is wrong with people? They have endless, endless stories and evidence and court cases and Pharma being fined hundreds of millions. In fact, SKC, GlaxoSmithKline, they were fined over $1 billion there a few years ago. $1.5 billion, or was it two? I read it out some time ago. But we now have the NHS, who are totally wrapped up by Pharma. NHS declares total ban on homeopathy and herbal medicine, goes all in for Big Pharma chemical medications that are bankrupting the world. Lance D. Johnson is writing this for Natural News. And they're saying here, the United Kingdom's publicly funded healthcare system, the NHS, is on the verge of banning homeopathy and herbal medicine. A new consultation document is being set out to the NHS clinical commissioning groups to limit the scope of what doctors can prescribe. Instead of cracking down on expensive and side-effects-ridden chemical drugs, the NHS is targeting directly homeopathy and herbal medicine. The NHS, founded on the principles of providing comprehensive, universal, and free healthcare, is about to restrict patients' access to some of the most simple, effective treatments. It was only a matter of time before the government-run healthcare system was overrun by Big Pharma's strong-arm tactics and expensive chemical medications that are bankrupting the world. And saying, in a related article, for America to survive, we must declare independence from Big Pharma's failed medical monopoly. Sure. Wonder who'll have the guts to do that. The NHS is currently suffering from scarce funds and doesn't want to deal with the root of the expense. Instead, the consensus of the NHS governing forces strives to stop homeopathy and herbal medicine. People who seek natural healing will have to find ways to fund it themselves while being forced to pay for the NHS total sellout and Big Pharma. Homeopathy and herbal medicine are being called alternative remedies that are a misuse of scarce funds. Whoa. That is outrageous. NHS England says funds could be better devoted to treatments that work. Going forward, patients will only have access to chemical medications to treat dozens of common ailments. If a person has indigestion, they will only get a prescription for proton pump inhibitor heartburn drugs, which block nutrient assimilation in the gut, causing nutrient deficiencies, etc., etc., etc. If a person has a sore throat, they will only be allowed free antibiotics that only weaken one's long-term immunity. More and more people are immune to antibiotics, including myself. But I've only had prescriptions 3 or 4 times in my entire life, and I threw them away. They were absolutely useless. And this is ruthless Big Pharma taking over the NHS, restricting patient access to quality health care. And it goes on to say, NHS Chief Executive Simon Stevens said, the NHS is probably the world's most efficient health service, but it's... that's a rich comment. But like every country, there is still waste and inefficiency. You see, and we're determined to root that out. Well, they're practicing pharmaceutical medicine. That's the root of the problem in the NHS. And the immigration, that's 4 or 5 million extra people here are bankrupting it. Like they say, 20% of the people using 80% of the resources. That's the ongoing problem. Instead of standing up to the problems with criminal chemical medications, professionals immediately came forward and criticized some of the simplest methods of healing. They're all bought and paid for, sponsored, I mean. Professor Edward Ernest of the University of Exeter praised the NHS decision and took aim at homeopathy. This was first invented 200 years ago. Homeopathy has been criticized for flying in the face of science and common sense. We have now known for decades that the most reliable studies fail to show that highly diluted homeopathic remedies are more than placebos. The NHS has a legal, moral, and ethical duty to spend our resources once wisely. What a beast. I mean, it's overrun, ripped apart by the profession and by pharma. I know that time and time again. But anyway, we're at the bottom of the outbreak. Be back in about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. Just looking at my screen here, showing up a different thing. I'll talk about in a minute. But we're reading this horror story of government agencies in America and in Britain, all bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. And I'm not just wearing out the point out. The evidence is just shocking. And these are the reason that the NHS, there's two reasons the NHS, the Britain is constantly running out of money. Is that we've absorbed 5 million immigrants since 1990, thanks to Tony Blair and David Cameron, and they are heavy, heavy users of the NHS, and also they're practicing exclusively pharmaceutical medicine. So there is absolutely no mystery as to why it's doing that. But another example of this, following on from what we've read out, the corruption of government agencies. And they're just in it for the money. All media coverage of measles outbreaks is scripted fake news to promote vaccine industry interests. And a chap called Lawrence D. Johnson is writing this article for Natural News, and he's saying here, we are living under a pharmaceutical dictatorship that spends billions of dollars to systematically bribe medical professionals and influence lawmakers. This industry uses the media and associated press not only to advance its products, but also to influence news stories that scare people into vaccinating for alleged protection against benign illnesses. He's going on to say, for example, all media coverage of measles outbreak is really a scripted rerun pharmaceutical advertisement used to scare parents so they will submit their children and comply with the vaccine industry's current orders. No real information is shared about measles, so why so-called vaccine protection wears off? Why deadly measles cases were going down before vaccines were introduced? It was disappearing without vaccines. And why no one has ever died from the complication, or why no one has died from the complications of this illness in the past decade. The illness that died from the vaccination. These scare stories never reveal why it's a good thing to be naturally exposed to the measles virus, or so an individual can gain real lifelong immunity that has also prepares the immune system for more important stresses later on. These news stories are used to get in the minds of all people, to make everyone doubt themselves before they refuse the 50 plus dose of vaccines that are now promoted on children by the Centers for Disease Control. 50 vaccinations, well, they'll end up dead, that's for sure, which owns vaccine patents and is part of the industry. These scripted fake news stories always target those whose choices not to vaccinate. This is like badly written. Whose choices not to vaccinate to make them feel responsible and guilty, etc., etc., etc. But the vaccination scares are definitely run by the pharmaceutical industry. And he's saying here, but specifically, scare tactics are used throughout the medical system. Scare tactics for doctors to hang on to their license, to play the game or be kicked out. That's what goes on at the key source. And people lose all sense of priority. I've seen this 10,000 times. People, educated people, all categories of people, they seem to ditch all sorts of reasoning and belief when they go in front of doctors or scientists. And they believe them, and they take this prescription, go and get it, and they have not a clue what's in it. They read the insert into the drug packet. It would frighten the life of them, the things that they're mandated to give the side effects. But it said, in fear of losing their license, reputation, and medical authority, most medical doctors and pediatricians push the vaccines that they are told to push by the CDC in the United States. They have virtually no knowledge of how the natural immune system works, so they blindly cite the science that they are fed by the industry and are bribed to prescribe. It's hard to find a doctor that hasn't been bribed by pharmaceutical interests. Well, I know, I work for one of them. Instead of learning about the many facets of the natural immune system and how it is achieved, we're taught to believe that we are deficient in vaccine science, that they are a safe replacement for our bodies and work 100% every time. What a joke. Even though infectious disease, communicable diseases, superbugs, infections, neurological disorders, and non-communicable disease, including cancer, are all at an all-time high in our world. Vaccines are credited for solving our public health problems and making our immune system strong. On top of all this, we have been weakened to the point of accepting vaccine damage as the normal way of life and forced to pretend this perpetual chemical and heavy metal augmentation of our bodies is going to sustain us. Woo, that's one long sentence, this guy is writing. From state to state, laws are written to push the number of vaccinations onto infants and children, forcing parents to beg for exemptions if they disagree with the vaccine dictates. Disease scares are played and replayed through the scripted media and motivate legislators to pass new mandatory vaccine laws that take away any consciousness, philosophical or religious exemptions to vaccinations. California, here we go again, did just that by passing SB 277, America's most severe mandatory vaccination law that strips patients of their rights and denies children a public education if they are free from, if they're not taking mandatory vaccinations. Furthermore, the public outcry against coercive and forced pharmaceuticals is stifled by fake news media that is dead set on carrying out the wishes of the pharmaceutical vaccine tyrants. Watch below, citizens of Italy protest against mandatory vaccine laws that are taking over the country. You won't find this on CNN, ABC, or CBS. And it's recommending here, unite against mandatory coercive and discriminatory vaccine laws. Children aren't allowed to attend preschool, receive a public education, or go to some colleges unless the parents follow along with the vaccine mandates that pharmaceutical companies have coerced into law. Ironically, these school institutions are still riddled with infections and communicable diseases like never seen before. Sicknesses in all forms are still widespread, even though vaccine science is the glorious savior and all the only real preventative method for children's well-being, according to the government and these pharma industry. It says, you won't find the scripted news media telling the truth about measles. How is a benign illness that children can overcome and gain natural lifelong immunity to? No, you will find scare story about how deadly measles is, even though no one in the U.S. has died from its complications in the last decade. That's an incredible statistic. It really is. It says, you will find the scripted news media shaming people who are independent of vaccine. Typical fake news media article will use the terms anti-vaxxers, anti-science, or conspiracy theorists to describe people who understand truth. Most people need to use discernment, and that's very rare, to wisely judge when the media is being used to turn people against one another and push needless vaccines. People should instead unite against these fear campaigns and denounce the scare tactics used to force mandatory vaccine laws into existence. The problem is not vaccines per se, but that GlaxoSmithKline is inside our ministry government, says one bold protester speaking to a crowd in Italy. Well, they are. David Cameron's expanded the cabinet office, that's the Prime Minister's extended office of advisors, to include industry people who are going in there literally drafting the legislation they want to be drafted. And it's now as poisonous in Britain as it is in the United States. And it says, with 2 million vaccines delivered daily to over 160 countries, these pharmaceutical companies are only interested in promoting their profits, power, and pride as public health continues to suffer. Using the media to their advantage, this powerful industry continues to hoax the general population into believing they need vaccines for supposed protection against benign illnesses. Finally, the saying in this article, the most important issue now is uniting people to stand against mandatory and discriminatory vaccination laws that coerce parents into compliance so they can send their children to school. The ingredients in the vaccines deteriorate the cellular environment inside every recipient, weakening the body's overall immunity and neurological function. Choosing to reject this risky one-sided method of immunization should remain a fundamental liberty of every family and individual. And this is a religious article. But anyway, that's just another good expose of this vaccination scam. It's absolutely obscene at every level. And there's one more related article here. I just find it bizarre myself. Government committee declares HPV vaccine should never be given to teenage boys. This is meant to be for women's cancer. They were giving it to boys. I mean, this is shocking. A finding, Tracy Watson writing this, a finding by the UK's Joint Committee on Vaccinations and Immunizations that it is not advisable to administer the human papillomavirus, HPV, to boys, has met with absolute outrage and a virtual media blackout. Medical professionals in that country have been so indoctrinated by pharmaceutical companies to believe that this vaccine is life-saving, but according to The Guardian, 94% of general practitioners and 97% of dentists believe that boys and girls should receive the shot. Well, these clowns were educated with propaganda. What else would they say? I certainly had a lot of run-ins with dentists this last 2 years. Shocking. All Britain, British girls between the age of 12 and 13 have been offered the HPV vaccine as part of the National Health Service NHS immunisation programme since 2008. The JCVI has been deliberating for 3 years about whether this programme should be extended to include boys. It's about cervical cancer. How the hell can they give that to boys? While the committee is not claiming that the vaccine would be harmful to young males, its interim statement claims that boys automatically receive herd protection by virtue of the high number of girls being vaccinated. They believe that it is therefore highly unlikely to be cost-effective for boys to also be given the vaccine. That's insane. There has been a concerted effort by Big Pharma and the media to push this vaccine on young people around the globe. It is really true, however, that HPV is a life-threatening virus and that it is virtually important to vaccinate. It is so rare, it is unbelievable. And they're saying it's an urgency, but again, we're dealing with criminality here. Government and at pharmaceutical and healthcare levels. It is important to understand that the human papillomavirus is actually incredibly common and for the most part causes few health problems. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention notes HPV is so common that nearly all sexually active people get it at some point in their lives. In most cases, HPV goes away of its own accord and does not cause any health problems. Yeah, that's the paragraph I was looking for. Many parents are totally unaware of that fact and know nothing about the dangers of this vaccine carries or the fact that many boys and girls lives have been damaged forever. They place their trust and organizations in the organization like the CDC, which claims that the HPV vaccine is safe and effective. Anyway, it's on this article. It's a propaganda war. That's what vaccination is. Total propaganda war. People are so susceptible to. There's other articles I won't overdo it. Moving on to a similar one, we used to do it here. Antidepressants. The man reveals how taking antidepressant drugs made him kill his own son. And another article from Natural News. So I should give out the phone number if people want to add to this. The phone number, if anything to add to these stories, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But they're saying antidepressants, SSRIs. If you know more than 10 people, you almost certainly know at least one person who is taking antidepressants. Well, that's a shocking fact in the United States. A 2011 report by Harvard Health found that 1 in 10 Americans was taking an antidepressant, and among women in the 40s and 50s, that number escalated to an astonishing 23%. While those statistics are alarming, it is almost certain that now, 6 years later, they are far worse. The fact is, Americans have been led to believe that antidepressants like serotonin reuptake inhibitors, are a necessary and harmless crutch. The truth, however, is that not only do most of those people not need these dangerous drugs, but for the most part, they don't work and they are known to cause serious effects. They sure are, like Suboxone, one of the biggest causes of suicide across the world. And they're still selling it as Suboxone and also something known as Paxil in the United States. This dangerous class of drugs has even turned normal, harmless people into killers. Sure, there's a case in Gillette, Wyoming, which Bush's psychiatrist helped win the case. Dr. David Healy went after GlaxoSmithKline with the family's lawyers, and they beat them. Got $11 million compensation. The UK's Daily Mail recently told the story of David Carmichael, a loving Canadian father who shot and killed his beloved 11-year-old son, Ian, during a psychotic break. While a judge found that Carmichael was not criminally responsible on account of mental disorder, placing the blame on a major depression and psychotic episodes, the father himself has insisted from the beginning that it was the SSRI paroxetine that was responsible for the terrible tragedy. It is certainly hard to understand how depression alone could trigger Carmichael's belief at the time that his family would appreciate his relieving them of the intolerable burden which Ian had become with his mild dyslexia and slight reading delay. He has a disabled son. The fact is, although the drug company and medical professionals flatly denied the possibility that paroxetine could have caused the tragedy, the known side effects of SSRIs, including drowsiness, insomnia, nausea, sexual side effects, anxiety, agitation, paranoia, delusions. That's certainly, I've seen that directly with people, and hallucinations. And this is by no means an isolated instance. The website pharmadeathclock.com, that's an interesting one, which keeps track of the number of victims killed by Big Pharma, chemical warfare on humanity since the year 2000, shows that over 703,000 have been killed by SSRI. Anyway, we're coming up to the last break of this hour, and just about here, that, and we should be back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, and we're coming back into the last few minutes of this hour, and I've been reading out again a hit list of the crimes of pharma, and there's a website here I have not come across before, and I think it's worth mentioning again. It's an organization that plots the number of people literally who were killed or committed suicide by pharma drugs, and it's called pharmadeathclock.com, pharmadeathclock.com. Which keeps track of the number of victims killed by Big Pharma, chemical warfare on humanity since the year 2000. and it shows that 703,000 people have been killed by SSRIs during that period. That is absolutely stunning. Wow. But pharmadeathlock.com. As is Leonard J. Davis, writing for Psychology Today, points out that in spite of the hysterical excitement which met the release of SSRI drugs like Prozac in the early 1990s, the passage of time has proven that they are far less effective than initially believed. In fact, the promising studies released by the manufacturers of these drugs were often doctored to make them seem more effective than they are. Well, they're caught out and fined for lying so many times. I mean, they just don't need to ask this question. They shouldn't allow them to sell these drugs. Davis points out several sound reasons to think very carefully before filling a script for an antidepressant prescription, I presume. One, a study published by the Journal of American Medical Association, JMA, found that they are no more effective in the treatment of depression than placebos for mild, moderate depression. Number two, a study by Columbia University and John Hopkins University found that GPs routinely prescribe up to three SSRIs simultaneously, so to be lucky and hit on the right solution for the patient's problem. How dangerous is that? Davis notes, doctors are in essence performing uncontrolled experiments on their patients, hoping that in some scattershot way they might hit a solution. Doctors are increasingly prescribing SSRIs to treat off-label problems like shyness, restlessness, sadness, right? High or low sex drive, shopping addiction, and a host of other issues. I mean, this is insane. No evidence exists that dangerous SSRIs with their host of side effects are even effective in the treatment of so-called of any of these conditions. As a society, we are over-medicated and have been programmed to believe that popping a pill is the right solution. There's no scientific proof that depression can be treated by serotonin or that this condition is caused by chemical imbalance. The doctors have no idea what levels of serotonin are normal. As Davis points out, while serotonin can make you feel happy, so can heroin, ecstasy, and alcohol, and nobody would try to claim that there is a balance in chemicals. They balance chemicals in your brain. And they're saying another issue that the mainstream media and Big Pharma do their utmost to cover up is the fact that psychiatric medications have been linked to multiple mass shootings across the globe. Absolutely. Every one of the mass shootings, and excluding the ones that were false flags, the perpetrators have been on serious long-term SSRIs, including Columbine. But British pharmacist, now here's the man, Dr. David Healy, outstanding man, stressed at the time that psychotropic drugs are pretty well, any group can trigger violence and up to and including homicide, and that the common belief that it is the illness, not the drugs, is completely wrong. Okay, we're coming up to the top of the hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.